You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
Scott Christie said to say that I feel like a mosquito at a nudist colony. I know what to do, I just don't know where to start. I have been, for those of y'all that have heard me before, know that I have been a part of Chapel of Praise for some time because of where my wife going into residency and things and us having to move. I've had to step down from that position for a time to allow the transition. I've just not been able to put all my focus there, and I just didn't feel that was fair to the people and things to be able to do that. So I have had several months where I've not said anything. And so you may be in some trouble. My sister-in-law said, please do not try to fit 5 messages into 1. So I'm going to do my best. Now, I would like my beautiful wife just to stand because she wasn't here last night. And I just want you to get a look at her. If you'd happen to see her leave during the service, it's not because she's mad at me. It's because she got called into work. So, but I thought, you know, as I was setting, today and things and just pondering what the Lord was said. The Lord said to me, he said, you know, you can either go through things or you can come through things. And see, what many of you all don't know is that there's been a lot of things that I've gone through in my life, but then there's been a lot of things that I've come through in my life. And just recently, you know, and the thing is, it's a matter of posture, and what you have your focus on is going to determine whether or not you're going to go through things or whether or not you're going to come through things. See, your posture will determine that. What you have your focus set upon, what you determine in your heart to know. Let me just go ahead and give some scriptures, because what's going to happen is I'm going to get started and I'm never going to give you scriptures. So the first scripture I want to give you is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Next verse. For I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. He would go on to say is that I came with weakness, but through you I began to talk and began to, but I determined in my heart I was there in weakness. I believe sometimes we think that Paul was talking about like he had something going on in his body, but I believe his real weakness is that he had come out of a real religious background, and his weakness is that sometimes his mind wanted to go back there. Because he saw a lot of things that was out of order. And there was something in him at times that wanted to go back under the law and maybe bring some order through the law. But he said, I determined in my heart to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because what would happen is that if that was all he determined to know, it would bring order into a place without having to bring the law into it. The problem is sometimes we hear order come through the message of the cross and we get mad and call that religion. But I'm going to tell you something. There is something in the cross that brings order into a house. It brings order into your life. And that's not religion. That's the preaching of the cross. God always had order in his heart. He always had order in mind. When I taught the book of Joshua, I taught the book of Joshua from chapter to chapter. Through every chapter of that book, I taught that book. And I began to talk about how it was a picture of Jesus bringing us into our promised land. But see, the very next book of the Bible is the book of Judges. And what the book of Judges is since Jesus has brought us into the promised land, he's brought us into our inheritance, now it's time for us to inherit our inheritance. It's time for us to possess our possessions. But what he does is that it's a picture of the new covenant. Because when Jesus passes off the scene, he gives his rights or to his ministry to 12 apostles who began to bring order into a church. Same thing happens in the book of Judges. There are 12 judges. 12 is the number of church government. And each of those judges are showing you a picture. Their weapon of going up against the enemy is some sort of picture of what Christ accomplished on the cross. The very first judge, it says that his, I can't remember his name right offhand. I think it's Jephthah, I believe, but I'm not positive. But his, it says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, that he began to go up and possess his possessions. That's all it says about him, is that the Spirit came upon him. It's the same picture you get in the book of Acts that begins to say the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them and descended upon them to give them power in different tongues. It began to empower them. The first thing that has to happen to bring order into a church and bring order into your life is that the Holy Spirit has to rule and reign your life. Another one of these judges says that he went up to give tribute to a king. The children of Israel had rebelled, and God says, I'm going to bring you up to a place, and I'm going to bring you under bondage to this. But this man, his name was Ehud. Says that Ehud came up to a king, and he came to bring him tribute to this king. Says after giving tribute to this king, he walks out of that, and he's coming to a place. He's trying to get to a place called, I believe it's Gilgal, which means liberty. But it says he got as far as the stone quarry and had to turn around. Because as long as this fat, it says that this king that he was giving tribute to was obese. He was fat. He'd gotten to a place of ripe. He was fat and flourishing. He'd gotten fat off the people's tribute. He'd gotten fat off of everybody and what they would bring to him. But it says he got as far as the stone quarry, and he couldn't get over into liberty. But it said what he had to do was go back, and what his weapon was just a little two-edged dagger. What he had to do was go back and rightly divide the word of truth. And it says when he took that double-edged dagger and he went into that fat king, he took it until the dirt came out. The King James is very polite in calling it that the dirt came out, but you know what that word means, maybe scabola. And what he's trying to show you there is that when you rightly divide the word of truth,